JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Five public health institutions to be upgraded under the North to West Trauma Plan. Also in our program, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. The North to West Trauma Plan of the Ministry of Health is the centerpiece of the government's thrust to become the Caribbean's leader in health tourism. The institutions earmarked for upgrade under the plan are the Negril Health Center Westmoreland, Noel Holmes Hospital Hanover, Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James, Falmouth Hospital in Trelawney, and the St. Anne's Bay Hospital in St. Anne. Under the plan, the capacity of the institutions will be improved, which will position them to effectively manage trauma cases and accept local and international referrals where necessary. This undertaking is expected to improve primary health care and bridge major gaps in emergency health care delivery in the West.
The renewal of primary care is part of the government's strategy, not just to deal with NCDs, but also the communicable disease, which we have done well in terms of our immunization program, etc. But as you would have noted, we have new diseases emerging, including chikungunya. And therefore, we have to make sure that we continue this renewal process.
Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Financing for the Northwest Corridor Trauma Plan will be provided by the National Health Fund, Tourism Enhancement Fund, Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund, and private interests.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you, just memorize yourself, because no, please.
Hey, woman. You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
As Jamaica works towards achieving the goals of Vision 2030, linkages between industries will be strengthened with the common goal of ensuring quality management and production standards. This will help to create a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notices for today. The Guanabo Vale Primary School in St. Catherine will be hosting their Chaklata Festival under the theme Feast of Culture. This will be on Wednesday. And the Twickenham Park Seventh-day Adventist Church in Spanish Town, St. Catherine invites you to Learning to Love, a family seminar with Pastor Ramon Phoenix and the Spirit-filled team. February 15 to 21, starting at 7:15 each evening. Topics include The Family That Prays and Honey, Let's Work It Out. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
Well, as young boys, we didn't have the privilege of having computers and all that. So our little amusement is to make a kite gig, and we have our little push carts. Some of them just one wheel, and we put a little tray like a basket, and we could assist people to get their little products out. We could assist people who have luggages to take from the shop to their homes, and we get a little penny in those days, or sixpence. And our pastime was like gathered up in the village square, and we tell Anansi stories and big boy stories. Not all of them can be aired, but you know, keep us, you know, amused and things.
And that was Selvin Russell over in St. Mary sharing his glimpse of Jamaica with us. And you too can share your favorite memory. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of student engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.